This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An Army officer on the White House National Security Staff on Tuesday is telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that he was so concerned about the U.S. leader's request in July that Ukraine investigate his political opponents that he alerted his superiors. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who listened in on President Trump's late July conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, says in prepared testimony, "I was concerned by the call. I did not think it was proper to demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, and I was worried about the implications for the U.S. government's support of Ukraine." The Trump-Zelensky call is at the center of efforts by the majority Democrats in the House of Representatives to impeach President Trump for asking Ukraine to investigate one of Trump's chief 2020 Democratic rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son Hunter Biden's business dealings. Iraqi security forces killed at least 14 people overnight in an attack on protesters in the city of Karbala. Security officials said hundreds more were wounded, at least three people were killed, and more than 100 hurt Monday in clashes between protesters and police. A court in Pakistan has ordered former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's prison sentence suspended for 8 weeks so he can receive medical treatment. He is serving a 7-year sentence in a corruption case that he and his party say is politically motivated. The former premier has been suffering serious health problems in jail, and his family and party accused the government of Prime Minister Imran Khan of denying him proper care. This is VOA News. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Vadim Pristeko said a planned troop withdrawal has started in the town of Zolote, where Ukrainian armed forces have been fighting Russian-backed separatists for more than 5 years. Pristeko also said that after the withdrawal process in Zolote is over, Kyiv will start withdrawing its forces from the nearby town of Prochorska. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who rose to the presidency earlier this year on promises to end the conflict, accepted the withdrawal plan known as the Steinmeier Formula earlier in October. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Iran of seeking means to launch missiles at Israel from Yemen. Zaritza Hoek reports Mr. Netanyahu is calling for tougher sanctions against Iran.
Netanyahu spoke of Iran's threat to Israel at an event in Jerusalem on Monday, coinciding with the visit of high U.S. officials.
Iran wants to develop precision-guided missiles that can hit any target in Israel within 5 to 10 meters. Iran wants to use Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen as bases to attack Israel with statistical missiles and precision-guided missiles.
But at a meeting Sunday between Israel's longtime leader and his chief political rival, Benny Gantz, unity remained elusive. Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has tasked Gantz with trying to form a government after Netanyahu failed to do so after two inconclusive elections this year. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. delegation did not meet with Palestinian leaders during this visit to the region. The Palestinians ruled out any talks with U.S. officials after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong says a decision by Hong Kong authorities to bar him from running in upcoming local elections proves how Beijing manipulates the election with political censorship and screening.
"Now, I become the only candidate banned from running in November's district council election. The decision to ban me from running office is clearly politically driven."
A government spokesman issued a written statement saying that Wong's candidacy was invalidated because he has advocated for self-determination for Hong Kong. Hundreds of firefighters struggled to contain wind-fueled wildfires Tuesday in the western U.S. state of California ahead of stronger wind gusts expected later in the day. The most recent fire broke out on Monday on the west side of Los Angeles. Basketball star LeBron James said he was evacuated with his family. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.